Hi, it's Esther here. I'm really glad that you made it to this recording. Today, I'm going to be talking about the English pronunciation of the common ending, word ending, shun, T-I-O-N, and which is sometimes spelt C-I-O-N. There aren't many C-I-O-N ending words. So let's get started. The first word is addition. So the shun, as I said in the blog, as I wrote in the blog, is the TI says sh and the O says which is a schwa sound. So whenever you hear a instead of a clear vowel in a syllable, you know that that's the weak syllable. And you don't say the vowel clearly in English. So addition, the at is said, the it is said, and the shin is the weak syllable. Addition. Say it with me. Addition. So not only are you learning in this voice training to do the shin at the end, but also, we're going to be doing a whole lot of words that have more than one syllable. So that'll also add to your pronunciation progress. So the next word is satisfaction. And again, do it with me. Satisfaction. So satis, the T-I, the I, is a weaker syllable. And the fac and the sat are the stronger ones. So the tis and the shin are the weaker syllables. Satisfaction. And do the next one with me. Duration. And again, duration. Accommodation is the next one. And in accommodation, the second O of the syllable of where the MOD is, that O is also a schwa. It's the weak syllable and so is the shin. So the vowel is not clear. A comma, can you hear that? Yeah, instead of o. So we don't say accommodation or accommodation, accommodation. And again, do it with me. Accommodation. And the next word, you can find the list in the blog. They're all written out, and I'm doing them in the order that they said there. Location. And again, do it with me. Location. And the next word, connection. And again, connection. The op. In connection, the first one, not the one in shun, is saying a connection, a short a. So it's not connection, connection. And the next word, position. So here, the O in the POS part of the word. That O is a schwa. So I'm not saying position, it's p, again, that's the weak syllable. This it in the middle is this strong vowel stress syllable, and the shin is another weak one. So position. And again, position. Say the words with me as we go. The next one, interruption. And again, you can either say interruption or interruption. Either way is okay. And once more, interruption. And the next word is invention. So all of the syllables are strong syllables or stressed syllables except for the shin. Invention. And the next one, distortion. And do it again with me. Distortion. And the next one, retention. And once more, retention. And the next one is vacation. And again, vacation. And the next one, amplification. Now here, the LI and the FI, those two I's, are said more weakly. Amplification. So it's not amplification, it's amplification. Do it once more with me. Amplification. And one more, caution. And again, caution. So now let's do the sentences. Let's practice the sentences. So I'll say it. You can read with me. You can say it with me as well. Again, they're written in the blog. So you either do it with me together or slightly after. Try it with me. They looked at their vacation accommodation with satisfaction. And once more, they looked at their vacation accommodation with satisfaction. Now, the other thing to note here is the phrasing. So not every single word has the same weight. And not so what happens is we chunk the melody of English is they looked at their vacation accommodation, and you hear it sort of go slightly up there, with satisfaction. So that's how it's chunked. The next one. There were many interruptions to their internet connection. And that one you just keep going. There were many, sorry, let's do it together again. There were many interruptions to their internet connection. And the next one. He was cautioned, so there's, even though there's not a comma there, there's a, that's a phrase. Because what you're doing is also stressing the main meaning words so that English listeners can understand what you're saying better. If you need to stress the main meaning words, the words that are getting across the main meaning in the sentences. He was cautioned when his new invention increased the guitarist's amplification and caused great sound distortion. Now I know it's a bit of a tongue twister, but have a go. Keep practicing and you'll get it. He was cautioned when his new invention increased the guitarist's amplification and caused great sound distortion. And now we're going to just do, there are only two common nouns that end in C-I-O-N, which says shin as well, the same as T-I-O-N. And the first word is suspicion. And again, suspicion. And the second word is coercion. And again, coercion. And now we'll do the sentences. There was no, or well, there's a sentence. There was no suspicion of coercion in the court case. So there's the phrase. There was no suspicion of coercion in the court case. And I'll do it once more, do it with me. There was no suspicion of coercion in the court case. So no and suspicion, coercion, the court or court case are the main meaning words that you want to stress. I hope you enjoy practicing and great to have you practicing with me. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.